Thank you, Mr. President. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank states for their active participation in our UPR review last Monday. The UPR enables constructive dialogue between countries, national human rights institutions, other independent institutions, and civil society on the implementation of human rights. Norway strongly supports the UPR mechanism as a vital instrument of this Council. For us, this process and the recommendations as listed in the report provide a unique opportunity to reflect on our human rights achievements and challenges. Securing human rights at the national level is an ongoing priority across the branches of our government. Norway received advanced questions, as we have heard, from 5 countries. We have addressed those questions during the review on the 6th of May. We have now, as we also heard, received in total 241 recommendations from 93 states. We noted that we received a number of recommendations concerning violence against women and domestic violence. This was expected, as our national report clearly draws attention to these issues and highlights our many efforts against a challenge that many of us are facing. The Norwegian position is quite clear. No religion, culture, or tradition can ever serve as an excuse for violence against women. Especially over the last 20 years, various Norwegian governments have taken important steps to improve the situation for victims. We have had many positive and significant achievements in laws, policies, and practices. Violence against women in various forms remains, unfortunately, widespread all over the globe. It is vital that we all join forces in fighting this challenge. We invite other member states also to share an honest and comprehensive overview of how you are handling these particular challenges in your national reports. We also do witness racism, discrimination, and hate speech in our society, and many recommendations touch upon these issues. To be efficient when addressing these challenges, our efforts need to be adequate and they need to be targeted. We will be interested in hearing best practices and learning from best practices from other member states. We will examine the recommendations carefully in the coming months. The relevant ministries in Oslo will assess and consider everything within their areas of responsibility. We will get back to this Council no later than at the 42nd session with our reply to the list of recommendations. Once again, I would like to thank the Council, participating states, the Troika, and the OHCHR Secretariat for a comprehensive review and for the list of recommendations received in this report. We look forward to continuing this dialogue, aiming at improving and ensuring human rights for all. And I thank you, Mr. President.